of the State Board of Education. I call upon Mayor 15 to direct the agency. It is 5:04 PM. The meeting is open to the public in person in the school district at Ashley Gates Wilbur Elementary School, which is 500 Frank Mangold Field Road, Fairdale, Delaware. State Board of Education, public. Publish the public meeting notice and needed information on February 8th. State Public Meeting Calendar Society. Thank you for your patience if you're running into any technology issues as we simultaneously conduct this meeting in person. Today's agenda contains two opportunities for public comment. There are time allotted for regulations and general public comment near the end of the meeting. Signed seats are available at the table allotted. If you have not previously signed up, I advise public comment via email or log in URL. Please type your name and state your comments on topic 10, tab on down. If you're only participating via phone, please make a public comment. Please log in via the meeting board. Require such action, if you need it being recorded. Recording will be available to the public on the website at 7:00 today. I raise for action, I would ask all those in favor to say aye. If you're only doing a roll call, there's a decision. Mrs. Davis, please do a roll call and state your members.
Mr. Brady.
Present.
Mrs. Piper. Dr. Griffin.
Here.
Mr. Cantlin.
Here.
Mr. Rosika.
Present.
Mr. Rushing.
Present.
Mrs. Stevens.
Present.
Dr. Robin.
Present.
Mrs. Piper.
Present.
Yeah. We could see you, we just didn't hear your sound come through. Mr. Rosika.
Present.
Noted that he's in attendance, but he's also having trouble with his sound.
We have forum.
Yes.
We also have Deputy Attorney General Alex Ward, the state staff, Anthony Smith, and Kim LeFay participating in today. Approval of agenda. Board agenda was approved on February 8th. If there are no further changes to the agenda, is there a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting as presented?
Wally Rushing, so moved.
Rushing made a motion, we need a second.
Second.
Second, any discussion? All favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion carries. Approval of the January 18th regular meeting minutes. The January 18th regular meeting minutes are due for review in advance of this meeting. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion to approve the January 18th regular meeting minutes as presented?
So moved, Stevens.
Stevens made a motion, I need a second.
Order.
Second. And second, all favor, any discussion? All favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Next on the agenda. Tonight is the Delaware State Recognized Students of Student Success. The State Board of Education is always happy to be part of the celebration of success in Delaware schools. Tonight, the Delaware Secretary of Education, Mark Holliday, proud to be presenting the following Pecos County Schools to 2023 graduates. Westside Elementary School, Wilson Elementary School, Christina School District, Clayton Elementary, and Brandywine District, and Eisenberg Elementary School, and the Columbia School District.
Thank you, Mr. Brady, and good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So we're going to recognize the schools here over in alphabetical order, actually, this evening. But I want to recognize that we have our principals from the four schools here this evening, schools in Newcastle County, supported by key staff members who helped those schools achieve this award. I want to give you a little bit of background on what the award is. Then I'd like to do some introductions. I know that when I was a teacher and even an administrator, I attended few, if any, state board meetings. So you're probably wondering who the folks folks on the state board are, so I'll have them introduce themselves, and I think it would be helpful for the principals to introduce themselves, and then the staff members who are with each school tonight. Just a quick, very quick introduction, so everyone's sort of understands who is in the room. Let me start by thanking the Colonial School District for hosting us this evening. Thank you, Colonial. This is a beautiful school, the largest elementary school in the state of Delaware. I actually started my career in the Colonial School District. Wilbur was not a building, of course, at that time. However, Kathleen Wilbur was alive, alive, alive. That was true story about Kathleen. So Kathleen Wilbur was either the president or vice president of the Colonial School Board in 1994. In fact, then he served on curriculum adoption committee who actually built the standards. And so I, along with Bud Reed, who was a very experienced social studies teacher, were invited to be the Colonial School Board executive session. Go figure. I have no idea why we get into executive session, but they were eating their dinner. Never forget. And I'm a second year teacher walk in. Definitely George Sini was either the assistant soup or at that point maybe he had replaced David Campbell as the superintendent. But nonetheless, we presented and it went very well. But I'll never forget Kathleen Wilbur followed me out. But Reed and I pulled me aside and shared that she had been really impressed with the presentation and how much she appreciated the work. And then years later, probably 12 to 15 years later, I ended up serving on the DIAA board with Kathleen and was able to see her very strong leadership. And it is fitting that you have a school named after her. And we will be hearing a little bit more from Colonial in just a bit. So what we're going to do, everybody's quick introductions. Poor Scott, who's our Deputy Secretary of Ed, is here tonight also. Poor will come up and join me when we will present the recognition award, which is a large banner that can be displayed in each of your schools, along with a certificate for your achievement to the principal. And then we, being the state board, Poor and I walk over to the stage with the principal and our staff, and we'll do a group picture. So if we could, perhaps starting with that, just a very quick intro, title, who you are.
Hi, everybody. I'm Alex Corbin, Deputy Attorney General, Department of Justice. I represent the State Board of Education.
Good evening. I'm Wally Martin, member of the State Board of Education. I'm Ashley, lover of all the students going to school district class down in high school. And I'm very happy to be home with you.
Mary Rippon, Denver State Board.
Hi, I'm Dennis Stevens. I'm the Vice President of the State Board of Education. And you just worked for the DSEA. And Colonial was one of my very first districts that I represented when I came to Delaware in 1990.
Good evening. I'm Saul Rippon, our President of the State Board of Education. I have Delmar.
Hi, I'm Megan Sabo. I'm a teacher member of the board. I was the 2015 Delaware Teacher of the Year, and I'm currently in almost every new assistant principal in Good evening. I'm Kathleen Smith. I'm the executive director of the State Board of Education, and it's our pleasure to be here.
Dave. Yeah. I'm Davis. I'm a principal at Eisenhower Elementary School, and I with me today, Shay Payne Miller, who is my assistant principal. And I have four teachers. I have Jackie Hensley, Megan Blythe-Wars, Sandra Munzer, and Stephanie Purcell.
Thanks, David.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mabel Boutte. I'm the principal at Hannah J. Wilson Elementary School at Christina School District. I have my academic dean, KK Kian. I have my director of instruction, Norman Kennedy, and our assistant superintendent, Dr. Deirdre Aiken. Dr. Deirdre Aiken.
Erin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Erin Smith. I'm the principal at Cleveland Elementary School. I have with me my assistant principal, Ms. Dana Jackson, and our former assistant principal, who's now a principal of the Wright Clay School District, Mr. Chris Roboto.
Thanks, Erin. Eric.
Eric Stevens, principal of Brookside Elementary School. And with me, I have Fatma Tusser. Fatma Tusser. She's actually our ML teacher, so she's representing us for the ML group. And we have Kaylin Real, who's an all-around paraprofessional. She works on the building. And we have Ms. Myrna Schreiber, who's also in the EL, ML group. She works with the ML students.
Thank you so much to the floor principals for those quick introductions. And, you know, when you bring a team with you, it's certainly appropriate because we know it takes a team to have these kind of outcomes for any group of students. But in this particular case, we're talking about English learners, all our schools. Here in Castle County, next month we'll be recognizing schools. I think it's in Kent, and then the month, or it might be Sussex. Neither here nor there. Bottom line is, we have schools in each of our three counties that are being recognized specifically for their outstanding performance with English learners. And we know that that doesn't happen with just leadership or just someone in the classroom. Really takes a whole school effort. And so I applaud you on your accomplishments. The federal government expects each of the 50 states to recognize schools each year for a priority area. For us this year, it's specifically for our EL students. So congratulations to all of you. And we'll go ahead now and recognize each principal having come up. So if you could join me. And again, we will all, with your principal and staff, state board, we can go over to the stage after that. Eric Stevens from Brookside, please come up. We're actually. If the state board was head on over, stand for a moment.
I don't know.
Dr. Erin Smith, if you could come on up. David. And your feet.
Go on up there and take that picture.
We're our matching ensemble.
Well, then we can give it to Eric. Eric, you want to think of it?
To the schools that just got recognized and the staff members, you are welcome to stay for Colonial's presentation and that board meeting, but it is not an expectation. It's been a long work day. So feel free to leave now or following a short presentation by Colonial, unless you're lucky for one to stay for the entire meeting. That was a joke. Stay, but again, recognize. Started they very so well the bank they're prepare now for the state board is prepared for the colonial presentation. I had a preview, and so thank you for the work on it and the emphasis on their students.
Alrighty, so hello everyone. Superintendent filling in. Away with his family, so we all. We'd like to welcome you to Colonial Nation and be called. Once a colonial, always a colonial. And that goes for probably now. Once a colonial, always a colonial. So this evening, we want to share just a little bit of what we're doing in advancing literacy. So at the end, we'll have time for questions. So if you have questions, I'm going to ask that you just write those down. And then the team will be readily available to answer them. So I would like to see you, Sherry Clark. She is the director of curriculum instruction.
Thank you for allowing us to come and talk a little bit about the work that we're doing. Katie Gutowski is here with me tonight as well. She supervises English language arts. And literacy has been, I would say, near and dear to our hearts. Both have been either teachers of primary English or middle school English. And know that really is really critical to have our students writing by third grade. Oh, there we go. All right. As we think about the work around getting our students reading and ready by third grade, we'd like to think of it in two parts. Number one, the work that we do inside our school, those decisions and the feedback and all the work that happens. But there's a key piece I'd like to talk about first, and that's our partnerships, because we can't really do anything alone. No district really can do anything completely by themselves. And so I'd like to highlight some of the partnerships that we've had that help get our students ready and help really us think about how we can do things differently. First and foremost, we are very fortunate that the state has looked into bringing some trainings to the state. Early Literacy Leadership Academy, what we're calling ELLA. And we actually have five school teams that are participating in this professional development. It's a five-part series. We have principals, literacy coaches, district staff, all attending meetings, learning about how to lead the work, right? It's not just about having in classrooms. We have to have leaders that speak the work, can think about the work, and help make decisions to have those things come to life. In addition to that, the state had a meeting last month that really started getting our minds wrapped around how our students can become assessment ready, right? It's the work that we do to teach them what they know, but it's also how do we help the test better reflect what they know. And so one of the things they brought up last month were these things called instructional assessment blocks that are short assessments, 10 or 15 questions that allow our kids to practice what it's like to take a test. Why is this really critical? Well, our third graders are taking it for the very first time. And so this was something we had not done before, that our third grade classrooms actually did this week. And so they actually went through those 10 or 15 questions, it took about 30 minutes, and they got a sense of, okay, this is what it's going to be like. So definitely something new that we implemented as results. At the same meeting, they reaffirmed the idea behind PLCs. We currently have PLCs, professional learning communities in our district, but after that meeting, we came back thinking, how do we strengthen that? There are some protocols we could use around analyzing the data and helping our third grade teams actually use that information a little bit differently. Super excited about that, as well as the toolkit. The assessment writing toolkit has some modules around reducing stress. And so we shared that with our administrators, and they were able to share that with their staff. Think about what the students might need, but again, take some of that pressure off to really show what they know. And last but not least, Reading Assist has been a partner with us for almost 10 years now, and they perform two functions for us. Number one, they come in and work with our students one-on-one, our media students one-on-one, every single day for 45 minutes. We have a tremendous group, K through 3, working with our most struggling students. But in addition to that, this past summer, we were able to send some of our teachers to the training to learn the strategies themselves. So each of these ideas that I've talked about aren't just about a one and done kind of thing. They're allowing us to build capacity and sustainable systems to keep moving forward. And that's what makes partnerships really strong. I'd like to talk a little bit, Katie talk a bit about what we're doing inside Colonial.
Thank you so much. So I just wanted to kind of ground our conversation in our vision and mission. So if you look up on the board, our vision and mission really in all things that we work in regards to literacy and goals are centered around these things that we read to be empowered in an ever-changing world. We communicate to share ideas and learn about others in the world around us. And we value our student staff community and the right to read, learn, and grow. And so much of what you see here underneath the bullets are all connected and funneled up to that. So the first bullet point I'm going to kind of elaborate on a little bit, just the high quality instructional materials. Recently, we adopted the Amplify CPLA for Knowledge Language Arts. We started this journey a few years ago with pilot teams, looking at different curricular material, realizing, hey, let's see if we can make the shift to an HQIM and what that impact might have on our students, staff, and families. So we ended up adopting through a really great pilot team, Amplify CPLA. And last year was our first year of implementation in K-2. This is our first year of implementation in grades 3 to 5. So already we're seeing some benefits in year 2 of K-2. And I think it's important for us to name and recognize that when we talk about advanced literacy in third grade, it doesn't just happen in third grade. We have to start in pre-K. And so some of what I'm going to talk about is just our journey towards that third grade proficiency as well. We also utilize integrity, domain with awareness. So we are utilizing that in our pre-K program as well. And that really just centers around that sound, that graphic sound symbol approach. And that has tremendously improved literacy outcomes in our early literacy grade levels as well. When we talk about our high quality professional learning, that also is two strands. Sherry, Dr. Mrs. Clark referenced some of our partnerships that we have throughout the state and with different organizations. So statewide, we want to make that element work, which has been phenomenal. I've got some immediate feedback from administrators who are actively participating. They have just been tremendously helpful in coaching teachers, providing feedback to teachers, and supporting teachers and students in their building. So some immediate gratification there, which is always a positive. The focus areas focus on building a shared understanding of research around structured foundational skills, application of learning through observation, lesson internalization, which tomorrow our staff here in Colonial is going to experience themselves. But we're learning the LFO work from them turnkey and able to roll it out to district-wide K-5 tomorrow. So that's going to be a positive and impactful opportunity for us. And then delivering lesson prep and delivering the PLC. So we have folks in that PLC. District-wide, we have done for a number of years really some work around the science of reading, professional learning. We talk about K-3, we talk K-5. Let's talk 6-8. So I know we're even expanding up into our middle schools in regards to talking about how students learn to read. We have some Amplify CKLA training, our Acceleration Academy, PLCs, instructional coaching, observation, feedback, and more, all of which lives within our schools. Ongoing school district data conversations. We regularly analyze our data after screening benchmarks throughout our MTSS process and structures, our cycle review of students at PLCs, monthly coaching meetings, and this all continues to support our LTS improvement efforts here in Colonial. We have a strong collaboration between divisions. I have heard it from Dr. Holliday, I've heard it from Ms. Clark. This isn't a siloed effort, right? So Helen Keller, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. She got it right. We have to work together. Literacy lives in all areas, math, science, social, exploratories, CT, special programs, within and across various divisions. We're working to improve literacy outcomes for our students. We also collaborate with other districts. So just to shout out our efforts across the state. At the onset of our curriculum exploration, we met with Supervisor Shabrin Clay, Brandywine, Cave Hemlovin, just to name a few. As we explored different programs, we were able to talk with them, meet with them, logistical conversations. It really was a statewide effort in this decision-making for us, as well as internal. We visited neighboring districts for observations, met with colleagues to share resources, and launched into this program. It's an honor that we're able to then do so in return. We've had Indian River visit with us. We've had Paul's Odyssey Charter. it really is a collaborative effort across the state to improve literacy outcomes. And I just wanted to name that and recognize the efforts of my colleagues throughout the state. All right, you ready to have some fun?
Yes.
We're gonna have some fun. Enough of me. All right, so I want a slideshow. You may or may not have seen Scarborough's Reading Road. Paula Scarborough created this visual representation to show how separate yet interconnected the complexity to learning to read is. This plaque is passing out some third grade readers. Now, I strategically placed a bookmark in a section. If you don't mind going to the section in which the bookmark is located. And I just want you to take a look. Take a moment and open up the reader you have in front of you. If you were to walk into a classroom, you're visiting a classroom, and you saw students reading and accessing this text, what subjects do you think? What content? Science, yes. So, you'll see in front of you an action learner or ELA student here. The program and our CKLA units are very much grounded in science and social studies, which connects to that language comprehension strand. So, when you look at that top strand, we look and we recognize that there's background knowledge, vocabulary, language structure, verbal reasoning, all of these pieces that you need to see and need to know in order to comprehend a text. What do you see on some of those pages? Can you shout out some of the text features, maybe? See bold-faced words? Yeah. What does that indicate? Yeah. Emphasis. Those words are important, right? That's, hey, I need to know these words. This might matter to understanding the text. What else do you see?
Bold text is related to the picture.
Yeah. It's connected to what the images are showing, yeah. You think those names are important?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to learn about those names. All right. So I'm going to take you through a quick readout of what our students might experience in the classroom. For the sake of time, I'm just going to skip to page 9, because I do think that we might all have the background knowledge to answer some of my questions moving forward. So on page 9, we can follow along. The last two bones I want to tell you about are playing bones. They're called the tibia and the fibula. These are the two bones in the lower part of your leg. The tibia is the larger of the two. Okay, that's a lot of bones and a lot of names. Let's, like Simon says, and see if you can remember the names. I'll be Simon. You ready? I'm going to ask you to stand up. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. All right. I will let you change because I kind of skipped ahead with everything. All right, Simon says, tap your skull. Simon says, now tap your cranium. The cranium is the same as the skull. Did I check any of you? All right, Simon says, flex your vertebrae by bending over and touching your tibia. Oh, you guys are doing great. Excellent. Simon says, take a deep breath and feel your rib cage expand. Simon says, put your pelvis to work and sit down. Now reach back and see if you can touch one of your scapula or shoulder blades. We're also practicing yoga, I think. Wait, did I say Simon said? So I just wanted to kind of take you through quickly a 30-second minute snippet into what goes on in our colonial classroom as it's connected to reading literacy. I can talk for hours about this, but I know that you have many, many more things to chat about. And we're happy to invite you into our classroom so you can observe it yourselves or connect with us at a different time.
Questions?
Are there any questions from any of the state board members?
This is Reverend Powell. Where is your intersection with regards to the holistic approach to family, parents, organizations, and helping this dynamic?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. So as part of the Title I district, we have parent involvement opportunities at nights and events that are held throughout our schools and our district. Most recently, we held one at Newcastle Elementary School, and that was an opportunity for some of our educators to sit down and meet with parents, go over some various activities of teaching their children how to support literacy at home. So whether that's through flashcards or sight words or books at home. So schools have developed their own systems for communication with parents and involvement with families.
Any community-based organizations that you've reached out where the young people are involved in after school programs?
Yes, we definitely have after school. Yep, the 21st Century Grant. Jessica Hitchens is our supervisor of extended learning, and she could definitely speak more knowledgeably about all of that. But we absolutely have partnerships. 21st Century Grant, Tyler's Camp is another one. Yep, the Powell Center. I might invite some of my friends to come up. Yeah, so we have quite a few. Thanks for having me.
Literacy plan review, and get a lot of reporting at a much higher level that I think is extremely valuable for us to hear what's actually going on in districts and what's being implemented. I'm excited about what you've shown, and definitely I'd love to come visit you.
We would love to have you.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much. The timing of your presentation on the topic was perfect. Last month, the state board for us about the literacy convening that Dr. Scott and Monica and Dr. Monica and convene with all of you and the other districts, charter schools across the state. So Deb Stevens is being here and hearing directly about what's happening in the classroom from a school district is really helpful. So thank you.
Thank you for your attention.
Yes, thank you. One last thing. We do want to collect the books. Here we go.
Keep your bookmark.
Yeah, keep your bookmark. And secondly, I just want to make sure everyone in the room and anyone who's listening, Colonial is going on the referendum. February 29th, we give it the time, and we just want to make sure everyone's aware of that and help support us and tell their story around the good work that everyone's doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.